Why was it so important for you to file this bill?
Well, you know, it's I've heard speculation of it, and honestly, quite frankly, never really paid that much attention to it. It was brought to my attention in a committee meeting last year by a colleague, and I just couldn't for the life of me understand why this was something that was still in our Constitution in this day and age. And I assured my colleague that in the 25th session that I would follow that bill and we would get that conversation going and bring this to a referendum for our citizens to decide. And I can't imagine that our citizens would vote against this. One issue that has come to mind is that some folks don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It says literacy test, but as I'm sure you probably know, the intent of a bill also matters.
Sure.
And we all know what the intent of this bill was. So it would be a question of educating the voters, prior to the election that this is what it really means. And this was the intent of the law. I don't think that's ever been put out there properly, quite frankly. Why, I don't know. I've only been in politics for 8 years. But I'm hoping that we can get some traction with this and bringing it to light, being on your show helps that movement.
So
I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Let me ask about this literacy test, which has not been enforced in a number of years, certainly very antiquated within our current system. If this test has not been enforced in so many years, why has it remained part of the state constitution?
Because it's never been removed for whatever reason. It was a bill that was put in, a very, very long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I guess people didn't pay attention to it or didn't think it was important enough to have it removed from the Constitution. With everything that's going on in our country, with division and hate and, we just need to find ways we can to come together and get past it. And I think this is just a wonderful way to do that.
What are the next steps in getting this passed and getting this off the Constitution, Senator?
We have to convince our leadership that it's important and that we need to get the bill moving through committees and get it on the floor and debate it and get it moving, and then let's get it on a referendum.
You do have two other co-sponsors to this bill. How much does that help give it some traction? That it's not just you going at this fight alone.
Oh, very much so. And I was careful to pick my co-sponsors. When you're trying to pick a co-sponsor for a bill, obviously you want two advocates for it, but you also want two advocates that are influential enough to help you move the bill. And I most certainly have been able to do that. So I'm very appreciative of Senator Heiss and Senator Moffitt.
Senator, if I could change gears on you quickly, the General Assembly obviously back in Raleigh this week. What are some of the biggest items outside of this that you'd like to see addressed during this session?
Oh gosh, it's the western part of the state. Mm-hmm. That's a primary focus, of course. There are many needs throughout the state, but tackling that situation is the absolute top priority on everybody's mind, as it should be. Once you get past that, it's the whole range from insurance to healthcare to education. You name it, it's out there already. Folks are already working on a lot of stuff, human trafficking, the whole gamut. So it's exciting the beginning of the session because you kind of get a feel for what really people are really starting to narrow down on that they want to work on through the session. So still evolving a little bit, it's only been really one full week.
Sure.
It's going to be fun to watch it. Everything come out in the next couple of weeks and, really narrow down, in our caucuses, what we want to focus on and what we want to move forward. for this awesome state.
I do want to let you go on this, Senator. We talked about Western North Carolina relief. The governor called earlier this week for $1 billion from the General Assembly in Hurricane Helene relief funding. The General Assembly has come back with $500 million. Where do we fall, kind of in the middle, or is it maybe one side or the other?
It wasn't the General Assembly that came back with that. It was the House that put in a $500 million blank bill. If anyone can tell you where it lays out, I want them to play my bingo card because it's going to be all over the map. So much is predicated on what the federal government is going to pitch in, and basic numbers from that, just matching that would deplete our rainy day fund. So we'll have to concentrate on replenishing that. I don't think anybody can tell you where it's going to lay out. There's always the opening volley, from the governor's office, and then the House and Senate will go back and forth and try to agree on a number, and then we'll try to meet with the governor, and that's how it works. So where it lays out, I have no idea. All I know is every effort is being focused on it.
State Senator Bobby Hannig, Senator, really appreciate your time and your perspective on all these topics, and hope we get a chance to visit again on the show sometime in the very near future.
Give me a call anytime, Chris. Have a great day.
Thanks, Senator. You too.